and I think there's something Thursday and Friday, so it's all posted. With that, Mr. Baker, Dahlberg Technical and Community College Aviation Program.
Okay, recently, Mr. Stickles and myself met with Dr. Ileana Smith and Stephanie Smith from Delaware Technical and Community College regarding a proposal to establish an associate degree program for aircraft airframe mechanics at the county airport. And Dr. Smith is here today, and I think she was going to present a little bit of information about the proposed program. And at this point, we are working to try to locate a place at the airport that will support this program. So would you like to say a few words, Dr. Smith?
Yeah, sure.
Come
to
the microphone, please.
Well, good morning to all of you, and
morning.
Thank you for this opportunity to talk about this, the efforts to put together an airframe mechanics program. I must say this is an honor to be here for this special passing of the torch meeting between Mr. Stickles and Mr. Baker, and I want to offer both of you our congratulations and best wishes. We look forward to working with you in both your new capacity and your capacity, Mr. Baker. But as Dave said, the college has been working with Pats De Crane, and I know that we have Mark Ryan here from Pats, and Stephanie Smith, like Dave mentioned, is the Dean of Instruction at the Owens campus, and she has been doing extensive research about this program, so she's also present this morning. But we have been working with Pats to look into the development of an associate degree program to train airframe mechanics. And these airframe mechanics are skilled technicians who work on all parts of the aircraft except for the motor and the propeller and the instruments. I think you can hear from Pats directly, but they certainly have told us that they have a real labor market need in this area. They presently have about 45 positions open in this area, and they project that they would have about 16 to 20 openings annually for the foreseeable future. Those numbers may even be higher. Mark was just telling us that they have a recent contract, so this is a need definitely for the long term. So what they have been doing up to now to address this labor shortage is they've been contracted from people from outside the state. And this is something that incurs greater costs for Pats, and it's basically dealing with people who are here in a temporary kind of consultant capacity taking these jobs. So we've got a very real opportunity to home grow these airframe mechanics and give these really good jobs to our own residents here in the county. The college is prepared to develop the program. The program would have to have FAA approval. The college has the expertise to develop the kind of curriculum that can have that kind of accreditation. We're also prepared to provide the instructor for such a program. Another piece of this would actually be the instructional lab where these students would need to learn. And we have actual pledges and leads for equipment and airplane donations. But the missing ingredient, the key to the puzzle, is the location, the hangar, the airplane hangar, where we could actually locate the instructional lab. So what we're looking for is to expand this partnership and include the council, and we ask the council, you know, to provide the facility at the air park that can make this program a reality. So we would be happy, you know, to take any questions that you all might have. We can try to answer. I might need Steph or Mark to come up and help me.
How long a
program is it?
Well, I mean, how long it's going to take if we say, okay, we got a place for you to go, or you're going to start now and then let us still work on getting you a place to establish your classes? And that
yes, sir, we would definitely need to have many pieces in place before FAA will give us approval. So if we could have the space, we would have to proceed with acquiring the equipment. We would have to develop the curriculum, get the faculty in place. And I think a safe estimate for how long that might take would be the next year. So it might be that we could start students in January of 2008.
How long a course is it?
We're looking to do a two-year associate degree program. There are many model programs across the country at community colleges that are associate degree programs. We have identified several that we intend to go and visit, who have offered us assistance in kind of knowing all the pieces that are needed to get this going. Stephanie has been in contact with the FAA, and we have the many manuals that are needed in terms of developing all the program competencies and requirements to earn the FAA approval.
Any other questions? Dave?
We are working to obtain a site, a hangar site, for Del Tech, and we'd like to work with them as much as we can. And we wanted to make you aware of this today. And Mr. Mark Ryan's here from DeCrane, Pats, and I don't know if he'd like to make any comments or.
Morning, Mark.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Bob, congratulations.
Thank you.
I think most of you are familiar with our operation. We've accomplished a lot over the last few years. We have a lot more to accomplish. Last week we signed a major contract with Embraer, which basically means about, at a minimum, 40 aircraft. The contract's approximately $150 to $300 million for Decrane aircraft. It's going to produce more jobs than what Elena has just communicated to you all, but I think we're probably looking at 100 hangar positions in the next 12 to 18 months based on our new programs, current and new programs. PATS is ready to support this program 100%. We've even talked about providing hangar space as an interim, basically in our existing hangars, equipment, people, whatever resources are needed to get this done. We're really struggling with being able to hire people from the outside community. And I think that we all agree that the Sussex Countyans, the people that are coming through high school and will be going out into the community, they need good jobs, and this is an opportunity for them. So we're here to support whatever we need to get this thing moving.
Well, I think it's viable that we stay on top of this because, and I know Mr. Baker is in our economic development office. Because when I came on council, you know, industry was everything to get Sussex County with good-paying jobs. And when Pat DeCrane came before us the very first time, we'd heard many presentations of people bringing jobs, assembly-line type deals. But I remember Mr. Harvey Pat stood up there and said, I'm going to try to get you 55 jobs in a couple of years. And you've exceeded 400, I believe, already in talking about an employment base. And these are careers. They're not jobs.
Absolutely.
And it's really made the airport what it is today to help get it back off the ground. It's just, we thought we'd be ahead of you, and now you're ahead of us, and we're trying to keep up with the FAA approvals, and can't compliment you enough for creating these jobs, because I don't think the public realizes what you do out there and the type of jobs that there are. It's just amazing when you go through the process out there. It's like you're not in Sussex County. It's kind of funny feeling that, you know, they're doing all this here, and just the massive size of the aircraft that you work on out there is unbelievable in what you do. So congratulate you on that. And Mr. Stickles, you wanted to say something?
Well, this is an example of what the economy is like in Sussex County. We keep hearing people, especially this time of year, an election year, that talk about our economy, that these are excellent jobs. These are not entry-level jobs. It shows what a diverse economy we have with the agriculture. Agriculture is still the number one economy here with over $800 million, but in the housing market, it's $700 million. Retail, it's $600 million. But then the medical, we're going to hear later on about the people entering into the medical profession. But Mark, you could use, what, 40 to 50 people if we could get properly trained?
We have requisitions open right now in our system for 50 employees.
Right. So this is excellent.
And I think the entry-level salary is about $32,000.
Right. The council gets a lot of criticism and all, but our unemployment at 2.8%, it's, you know, when you look at, and this isn't meant to be criticism, but the city of Wilmington at something like 5.4, Newcastle County at 4.3, and this is before the news came out Sunday about the possibility of Chrysler closing down the plant up there. So I think we got a very strong economy. We're bucking national trends for housing. So, and I don't want to keep laboring about my leaving and all, but look at the minutes of January 19th, which we just did last week, of that council meeting and the problems that we're trying to adopt a land use plan and trying to sell bonds, and it was an issue on that. And look at how strong the economy is in this county compared to 18 years ago, and it will continue to prosper, and this is an excellent partnership with the county, Deltek, and the private sector.
Mark, with the program being in the infant stages and moving forward with it, I'm sure you have a plan to move forward to get these jobs filled at the present time that you need right away, because we know you need more space, and you know the contracts are there and you got to deliver. So have you got a plan for that out of state like you're doing now? Or?
Well, I'll tell you what, we have a major recruiting effort going on across the country. Because it's right now we have positions open, entry level all the way up to basically senior level management. So we're not going to get there by advertising in the
right.
local papers.
Right.
So we have headhunters. Basically our HR department has a full recruiting effort going on. It's going to be tough because I know what it's been like the last year.
Right.
We have over 60 contractors right now on site, and that ought to say something, because those 60 contractors plus the 40, I mean, we could take those contractors and basically replace them with full-time staff, add the 40 that we have open, I mean, there's 100 jobs right there, full-time. So we have a major struggle in front of us.
Heard from
this,
anyone?
This program is going to help with that. It's not a short-term solution,
right?
But it certainly helps the long-term.
Right.
We'll do our part while you all move forward with our staff here to try to make it a reality, because we're doing that. Stephanie Smith, you want to say anything?
Thank you for considering it. We think this is so important, not only so that we can respond to community needs, which is our role as a community college, but we think this is a program that can support your efforts in economic development, because if we have the supply of trained technicians with the expansion of the runway, we think other businesses will be attracted to come here and take advantage of this. So we'll actually be growing more jobs for Sussex County.
Mr. Dukes?
I wish that these naysayers that say we need more jobs and better jobs in Sussex County could be here this morning and hear this presentation. I remember back in 1989 or 90, Mr. Stickles called me one day and said, what do you think about if we hire a developer, someone for the airport as the director of the airport? And Mr. Stickles and I went to see Mr. Callio in his shoe shop and talked to him there, and he was thinking about getting out of the shoe repair business, and so he came to be our first director. There was nothing going on out to the airport. We didn't have hardly any jobs out there at all. And from that time until this, to hear that, you know, the need that you've got for employees, and it's come a long way. And a lot of it is because of the agreement we had with Pat's, and as Mr. Rogers said. So I want to thank you for investing in Sussex County, and it's a worthwhile partnership that we've done. And so I want to thank you, and also to Dr. Smith for helping out also.
We're proud to support and be part of this partnership. And Lynn, I hope you can announce this at the county conference tomorrow morning.
We'll do it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you all for coming.
And,
thank you.
See you at breakfast.
Okay.
Weekly County Report, Mr. Baker.
Okay.
The first item on the weekly report is Baseball Classic Invitational, December 27th to December 30th, 2006. Press conference was held this morning at 9 o'clock in the council chambers announcing the Baseball Classic Invitational that will be held this December at Cape and Lopin High School. Players from 9 states and the District of Columbia will compete. Additional information is available at their website, which is listed here. And I think there is some additional information for the press if they didn't already get it in the back. The next item is the third annual Wings and Wheels program, which is an event that was held last Saturday, previous Saturday on October 14, 2006 at the Sussex County Airport. Over 60 airplanes and 40 cars were on display. An estimated several thousand people came out to the airport for this successful event that continues to increasingly attract more people. And John Kenny is here today with Garrett Dornoga from Delmarva Aviation. I don't know if they wanted to make a comment or not, if that's okay with you, Mr. Rogers. Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for the opportunity to address the council. My name is Garrett Dornoga. I'm a flight instructor over at Georgetown or Sussex County Airport. I also am the owner of Delmarva Aviation, which is the flight school at Sussex County Airport. And there's really just two comments I wanted to make to the council this morning. The first is that this event was, we deemed to be very successful. As Mr. Baker just read, there's a lot of aircraft, a lot of cars, and a lot of people on site that day. And it was done virtually by word of mouth advertising. There was no advertising budget. We didn't have any great coverage in the newspapers or on the television stations. So this is the third annual event, and people just know it takes place, so they sort of happened to get out to the airport that day. And it was a great event. There were a lot of people there. I think with some additional financial support in 07, we could get an even bigger crowd out there and make the citizens aware of the asset that this airport is to the county. And second, my second comment is I wanted to recognize the efforts of John Kenny and Larry Kelly. They were the two guys that really put this event together. I was on the planning committee, but I was sort of a bit player. John and Larry had just a tremendous effort, corralled numerous volunteers to keep the airport safe. As you can imagine, airport ramp, it could be a dangerous environment. They got a lot of folks out there. The Civil Air Patrol was a big volunteer effort, and just numerous other people. So I wanted to make sure John and Larry got the recognition they deserve for the event. So those are my two comments. I don't know, John, if you have anything to add to that.
Well, I don't have much to add to that, except that, you know, it was a great event, and it was the third one. And, you know, a lot of people turned out that never even knew the airport was there. And it just really went well. And we're looking forward to really doing it again next year in a larger scale. And I don't know, just a good thing. So we just wanted.
How many years you've been at that airport?
Pardon?
How many years you've been at that airport?
Since 98.
Right. It's been a long time. You've been
Yeah. Yeah. Year after we got involved.
Yeah.
Garrett came along here and we teamed up. I kind of integrated him into Georgetown Air Services, and we got a flight school going now. He's doing really well.
Excellent.
And it's just a good thing.
There's a lot of people that want to learn to fly in Sussex County. I had no idea there, but I get calls, two or three new students a week, people that come out and want to learn to fly. I just had a phone call this morning. So there's quite a bit of activity. And as John alluded to, there's more and more recognition by the citizens of the county of what an asset this airport is. So The county was a prime benefactor of the event. There was a lot of recognition by the citizens. So you guys should be proud of the airport. And hearing the little bit I just heard about the history, Mr. Dukes talked about the history a little bit of the airport. It's come a long way. It's an impressive
in
facility.
White Elephant. Yeah. 96, it wasn't much.
Mm-hmm. What's a heck of an airport? I told you when I addressed you in May that the reason I wanted to start a flight school is it's just a great airport
elected.
For flight training.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mr. Stevenson,
you came along.
That's correct.
Mr. Stevenson didn't like
it. It was a dog.
Any other questions?
Can we answer any other questions?
It was a junkyard out there, basically. It was.
For a while, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Guys, gentlemen, keep
just
good
call
work.
Us and put us on those. Any of these guys apply for a
for flight license?
Flight license.
We'll make sure they're fingerprinted in the
county. The citizens of county, okay. This county need to know.
All right. All right.
Thank you very much.
Is that an ethic problem there?
No, I just don't know. If you're up there, it's scary. We need
next
some
to
some
me
kind
help
of
out.
Fire erosion.
All right, let's go.
Another item.
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Baker.
Beneficial acceptance. The engineering department granted beneficial acceptance on October 20th to Colonial East Park, agreement number 538. Project is located on Route 1 and Bryan Drive in Westerhope's expansion in Dewey Beach Sewer District, consisting of three commercial buildings, and included in this report is a fact sheet. Thank you.
Okay. Algonquin Administrative Assistant, Law Enforcement Grant Requests.
Mr. President, members of Council, this morning we have one request for disbursement of the annual police equipment grant that you're so kind to offer to any municipality in Sussex County that wishes to invest in police equipment. And today, the town of Laurel would like to have the full disbursement of their $25,000 grant issued today on for the purpose of purchasing a new police car.
Okay, gentlemen.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Jones for a law enforcement grant request from the town of Laurel for the full disbursement of $25,000 for a police vehicle. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
How about a yes?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Godwin. Steve Maston, Director of Economic Development, Patrick Power Products, lease termination.